Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. It's time for Brian Sozzi's take. And the sizzling take today involves fake meat, which, by the way, I like to call the OG meme stocks of the before times. At least that's what it felt like in 2019. But the FT is saying sales of plant-based meat alternatives in September actually fell by 1.8% compared to the year before. Brian, I don't know if you're part of that statistic. Have you not dived into an Impossible Meat Whopper in the last few months?
No, I'm still eating this stuff, especially those Beyond Meat meatballs. But there are a couple things going here. As you can see by that chart, plant-based meat sales have been weak generally throughout this year. And now here are a couple things going on in this industry. You see a lot of pricing competition. You walk into the aisles of Target, you see, I would say, more attainable price points for Beyond Meat. You see a lot of new competitors in the marketplace bringing down those high price points that essentially fueled these stocks last year. Number two, growing pains. You look at Beyond Meat here, they've had a couple challenging quarters as they expand their own operations in the U.S., overseas. They're building a new headquarters. So a lot of growing pains for these companies, but also, again, a lot more competition in this space. Kellogg is now selling plant-based materials, plant-based food. Conagra is also selling plant-based foods. A lot more competition in here. Next, the fast food recovery. I was showing Dunkin' right there. The fast food recovery remains under pressure. The expansion of plant-based foods in fast food, that was the whole story from 2019 to 2020. That has cooled down now as fast food companies really focus on, I would say, slimmer menus during the pandemic here. Not to say that plant-based food is no longer making inroads into fast food. They are, just not at the same pace they were last year. And then, guys, something, a trend that I'm starting to emerge here, I'm calling it health fatigue or healthy lifestyle fatigue. You know, we talked to Mindy Grossman, WW CEO, a couple weeks ago. She said consumers have tuned out a little bit, for whatever reason, to signing up and taking better care of themselves, at least for on the WW platform. You had Beyond Meat Notice mention in its most recent earnings call that traffic to some parts of its stores where it sells has been weak here. And Peloton, of course, a couple weeks ago, noting workouts have continued to trend down as the pandemic rages on. I like to lead a healthy lifestyle, but maybe I'm not the best example out there.
Well, two things. First of all, there were always questions about whether plant-based meats was even healthier for you than actual meat. And I think the most vegetarians and vegans I know are not necessarily reaching for veggie burgers. They're just reaching for other stuff entirely that tastes more like plants. Many of them are not looking to duplicate the taste of meat in a plant-based burger, right? And so I was always sort of skeptical of the appeal at a fast food place of getting a Beyond Burger or an Impossible Burger, right? Are the clients who go there going to want that, or do they come there for a burger? And so I don't know. I don't think it's a huge shocker that we're seeing. I mean, and maybe what you're saying is true also about the bigger health trend, but I think there's some stuff specific to plant-based meat as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just eat falafel. I eat falafel. It's so tasty. It's so good. Great alternative.
Well, at some point, you have to wonder, too, you know, is a Beyond Meat just a part of a PepsiCo or a larger food player looking to make a push into plant-based meats? Plant-based food, it's not a fad. It's not going anywhere. I would put it up there right there with electric cars as a dominant trend to watch over the next decade. But again, you know, things have slowed down here. A lot of growing pains happening right now in the sector. Hence, you're seeing Beyond Meat shares, for example, down 40% year to date.